tips and tricks. We all want to learn the secrets to save us time and effort. In this podcast, Mr. Excel, Bill Jelen, offers up two of his favorite Excel tips. He also tells us about a free resource with almost 250,000 Excel questions and answers archived that you can browse.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Your website, www.mrexcel.com, M-R-E-X-C-E-L.com. It's loaded with great information. There's tips and solutions and just about everything on Excel. Products you can buy and seminars you can sign up for and speaking engagements and all. One of the things I really like, a couple of things, are the message boards and the challenge of the month. You know, tell us about the website and what people can find there.
Yeah, the message board is definitely the most popular thing that we had. When I started the website, the model was that they would send their Excel questions into me and I would send them the answer, which worked. But unfortunately, because I answered your question, that doesn't help anyone else out. So around 1999, we launched the message board. Said you could still send your questions to me or you can go out and post them on the message board. And I invited people. I said, if you happen to be at the message board and you see a question that you know the answer to, give the person the answer. Well, at the end of that first year, we had about a dozen people who were hanging out who had answered more than 100 questions that first year. I said, wow, this is pretty cool. I even remember there was a day where I had backed myself into a corner. I had a problem that I couldn't solve. And so I went out to my own message board and I posted the question, I think anonymously at the time, and 4 hours later, this guy named Ivan Moala from New Zealand sent me the answer. I said, what an amazing resource. This guy from around the world had the answer to this problem. Well, today, the message board has just become incredibly popular. We have over 60,000 people that have signed up. If we looked at the top 12 people last year, they would have all answered over 1,000 questions. Somewhere on the order of 30,000 questions a year are asked and answered. And I think, Dave, we have almost 250,000 questions and answers archived. So you can really just go there and search. I mean, how many possible problems could there be in Excel? Someone's probably already asked your question. So that's just a great community. Given weekday, by the time California shows up, there'll be about 60 people hanging out at the message board ready to answer your questions. So a fabulous resource, completely free. They're very passionate. You might find that sometimes, the third or fourth answer will sufficiently answer your question, and you're off. You're off solving your problem, but that community will continue to argue. They'll say, well, wait a second, this is a better way to do it. No, this is a better way. No, this is a better way. Heated, passionate discussions about Excel. Just a great place to really learn about what other people are doing in Excel and to get your Excel questions answered there. Message board definitely is the most popular feature that we have. We also have a daily podcast that goes out Monday through Friday with a 2 to 3 minute tip, 485 articles about Excel, lots and lots of Excel resources are there, and it's all completely free.
You know, listeners, I can vouch for this. You really have to visit this website. The resources are amazing. Even if you're not that heavy duty of an Excel user, you're going to find some things here that are going to let you tweak or expand what you're doing now and make things a lot easier and a lot more powerful. You know, before we go, Bill, are there one or two tips or tricks or suggestions you would have about Excel for a typical business user who doesn't venture out much beyond maybe some summing and max mins and things like that, some things that they would maybe would really enhance their use of the product that they should try?
Yeah, here's two great tips. First tip, if you're going to create a chart in Excel, most people will go to the insert menu and choose chart, and they'll walk through the four-step charting wizard. And in this four-step wizard, you actually have to answer about 7 different questions by the time you're done. You go through the whole process and you get a horrible-looking chart. Well, just skip that entire wizard. Don't answer their 4 steps, their 7 steps, their 17 steps, whatever it is. Just select the data set and hit the F11 key at the top of your keyboard will create a chart in one click instead of going through and answering all their questions. Now, once you get the chart, you can just right-click anything to customize it. My other favorite tip, and this happens, let's say that you have 500 or 5,000 rows of data, and you go out to the rightmost column and you create some great new formula in cell, let's say, G2. So we create a formula in G2, and of course, we want to copy that formula down to all of the cells. Now, many people know the trick with the fill handle. The fill handle is that little square dot in the lower right-hand corner of the cell, and people will grab the fill handle, and they'll start to drag the formula down. Well, the problem is, as you're dragging down to row 5,000, Excel starts going faster and faster and faster and faster, and before you know it, you've blown past row 5,000, you're down at row 8,000. I grumble and I start to drag back up. But unfortunately, to drag from 8,000 to 5,000, again, I hit that point where Excel starts going past the speed of light, and I've blown past row 5,000. I just keep going up and down, trying to get to row 5,000. I call that the fill handle dance. Well, here's the tip that will avoid you ever having to do that again. Put the cell pointer in G2 where your formula is, and instead of dragging the fill handle, just double-click the fill handle, provided there's data in the column to the left. So if column F has data, Excel will look at column F, say, oh, we have 5,182 rows today, and instantly copy the formula down to the right number of rows.
Hey, I'm going to try that one myself. That's really useful.
There you go. That's the one in the seminar that everyone in the room just gasped. And I know that I'm going to have a great day at that point.
You know, listeners, obviously you can tell from this taste in these podcasts that Bill Jelen is deservedly known as Mr. Excel worldwide. So be sure to follow the links on this site or just type in www.mrexcel.com to learn more. Check out those daily tips. Check out the message boards. You'll learn more about Excel than you ever thought you didn't know. We've been speaking today with Bill Jelen, Mr. Excel. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks very much. I appreciate being here.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.